Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 education this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we focus on the work of EdTech in school from the people perspective. I mean, sure, all the gear and software and services are great. After all, we're all geeks here, am I right? But really, the most impactful aspect of how these tools are used by teachers and students, and in this case of all of these examples this week, administrators, is really what the focus should be. It's not the tools, it's how you use them. First off, Michael Webb, he's the CTO of Identity Automation. He pens an important essay on how curriculum and IT leaders should work together to ensure strong cybersecurity practices as they strive to protect student-sensitive data and information. In the fall of 2021, the Center for Internet Security's Multi-State Information Sharing and Analysis Center, say that five times quickly, they reported an expected 86% increase in cybersecurity incidents that target K-12 school systems over the course of 1 year. I mean, that's pretty daunting stuff. This is really a never-ending war. He writes, number one, it's important for schools to beef up their cybersec skill sets. He writes, attacks on unprepared systems often come down to a lack of detection and accidental data leaks due to improper storage of documents on school-provided cloud drives. In an ever-changing world, the internal and external portfolio of aggregate skill sets that are provided by IT talent must continue to evolve over time. Continue to evaluate where these gaps are on an annual basis, and that provides systems with the balances they need between agility and financial efficiency. By being proactive regarding the auditing of vendors and managing the access and permissions of learning management apps used in schools, administrators can create a more robust security posture for their school. He continues that number two, it's important to cultivate a security-centric culture. This is where the people come in. By creating a healthy culture of discussion between the superintendent, the board, and educators, IT can promote a holistic way of working with a more formalized governance, risk, and compliance program. And here's our acronym for the week, the GRC, Governance, Risk, and Compliance. In recognizing security risk management as everyone's responsibility, district stakeholders and administrators can work together to decide how best to handle the risk at hand with minimal impact on instruction time. Finally, number three, you must have layers of protection. Establishing such defenses requires securing data through multi-factor authentication, identity and access management systems, endpoint protection, and backup and recovery. So there's much more to this piece, and it's called Three Collaborative Strategies to Bolster Cybersecurity. And you can check it out up on the news feed this week at eschoolnews.com. But again, I find it interesting that, you know, behind all those technologies, it's really about establishing a culture where your people understand not only the importance of this, but how to battle against what is probably the number one challenge for school districts today. Next up, Ismael Tabalas. He's the principal at Union Hill Elementary School. He explains how he creates a sense of purpose throughout his school without causing unnecessary anxiety and fear. His piece is called Three Ways to Highlight Productive Urgency While Avoiding Teacher Burnout. And you can also find it right up on top at eSchool News' homepage this week. His first piece of advice, jump in with your teachers. He writes, during the pandemic, just like other educators around the country, our teachers were struggling to deliver high-quality instruction. A lot of our educators were not great on computers, including me. I had to become very involved to show teachers and students I was learning right along with